Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good afternoon, and happy New Year's Eve. Thank you, Isaiah, grandson and best friend, as you do always when we come on these airways for my show, is introducing this show to our listening audience, and I really appreciate that. Love you very much. Well, we have a very, very important topic to talk about today, people. You have 8 hours left to get an extra $3,000 to $5,000 back on your taxes. Yes, 8 hours left. Some people have procrastinated on getting their home-based business set up. I'm going to share some things today about why that's so important. And for those of you that have listened to some of our previous shows and you haven't taken action yet, you're about to throw away $3,000 to $5,000, and it's very, very important that you listen, pay attention, and take action. Unless you got $3,000 to $5,000 to throw away. If you got money like this to throw away, then hey, you ain't got to do nothing. But we've shared this information repeatedly, and over again here on Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. What are we talking about? We're talking about the mere fact that if you establish and start a home based business before midnight tonight, you will legally be able to write off the last quarter of 2015, which is October, November, and December, off your taxes in terms of your home-based business. What can you write off? There's several things. Now, especially you homeowners, you know, renters too, but homeowners, hey, if you have a 1098 mortgage interest statement, and, you know, with that mortgage interest statement, you got your property taxes and all of that, you establish a home-based business before midnight tonight, October, November, December, you can write off that last quarter. So let's say on your mortgage interest statement happened to be $10,000. Well, you divide that by four the last quarter, that's $2,500 extra write-off that can go on Form 8829, Business Use of Home, to help you save on your taxes. Also, your property taxes, you will be able to write the last quarter for those off, plus your utility bills, which means you could substantially reduce your taxable income just by getting a home-based business started here in the last quarter. You could probably substantially reduce your taxes by about $7,000 to $8,000, which would enable you to free up some money by lowering your taxable income. That would enable you to get a larger tax return than you normally would get in February. Now, I know some people say, well, you know, is it going to make that much of a difference if I do it now or if I wait till the new year? Let me share a story with you. Because facts tell, but stories sell. Let me share a story with you. I had a client a couple years ago, you know, waited till December 31st, got their home-based business started with our company, and, you know, spent their money, came into the business, got the business situated and established. They was a homeowner with a 1098 mortgage interest statement. And besides the home write-off, utilities, their cell phone bill, mileage they put on their car for October, November, December, a couple of trips that they took during the holiday season, because that also now will become tax deductible. All this traveling that some people are doing or have done between November, Thanksgiving, and now, you can write that off on your taxes if you properly do what you're supposed to do. Well, anyway, get back to my story. The client got involved in our business on New Year's Eve. They at first, they were skeptical, like some people probably listening today, you know, is it going to really make that much of a difference? Well, when we ran the numbers and we showed them what they would have got without the home-based business and what they got by having a home-based business that they established at the end of the year, it was a difference of $3,000 more that they got back. So the money that they invested to get the home-based business started on December 31st, they got that back plus $3,000. So you're out there listening. You say, well, I don't really know if this is going to work for me. Just believe me, you know, hey, trust us. Have some faith. Faith is that, you know, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Have some faith. I'm telling you what's legal, moral, ethical, and what's correct. You establish a home-based business tonight before midnight. Our company, Movements Unlimited Tax Services, through our website, www.thetaxhelper.weebly.com, we will show you how to turn that home-based business investment into a tax write-off that will increase your income tax check. This is a fact. This is not an opinion. This is not something that we think will happen. It's something that we know will happen. As I said on a call I was on about a week or so ago, this could be like a sure lottery ticket for you, even though it's not a lottery ticket, but it's your taxes, like a lottery ticket. And because you make an investment, you purchase a home-based business. I'm going to tell you about a special we have with our company right now in a minute, but you purchase a home-based business, and what that will enable you to do, it allow you to position yourself to take advantage of the home-based business tax laws. There's over 140-some home-based business tax laws, but the main ones that you will be able to take advantage of, and I'm going to give you a few right here, so if you're listening, write this down, or you can come back and listen to the archive version and re-listen and write it down. But remember, you only have till midnight, so don't do a whole lot of, you know, listening back and forth. Make a decision. Get mad. Make a decision. Okay. As I already mentioned, some of the things you can write off is your home, whether you're renting or buying. If you're renting, you write off the rent, utility bills. If you have maintenance and upkeep fees for maybe the apartment you're staying at or whatever, you better write a portion of that off. Any improvements that you did to your dwelling between the months of October and December, because we're talking about the last quarter, you can write those off. Maybe, you know, hey, guys out there, maybe your wife wanted new drapes for the house and you bought new draperies, new curtains for the house for the holidays. Well, now they can become a tax deduction because you didn't just beautify your home, you beautified your place of business. Okay, I hope you understand what I'm saying. So the home is a big, big deduction. And what it enables you to do, it enables you to take advantage of, and you can look this form up on IRS.gov, Business Use of Home, Form 8829, Business Use of Home. You will be able to use that form along with Schedule C, Profit and Loss from Business. I'm giving you the form because I want you to understand that this is legal and legit, but you got to make the investment into the home-based business. If you don't put the money up, hey, you can't do it, all right? So don't try to get in touch with us and figure there a way you can get these deductions without doing what you're supposed to do. Okay, after we leave the home, the next big ticket item is your automobile, your car. I don't know what your mileage was for October, November, and December, but one of the things we do is show you how to turn commuter miles into what we call business-to-business miles, and you'll be able to write off that mileage for that quarter. That might be 3,000 to 4,000 miles. Okay, hey, if it's 1,000 miles, for every 1,000 miles, that's going to be a $550 deduction. So let's say you got 3,000 miles for that quarter, 1,000 for October, 1,000 for November, 1,000 for December. That's 3 times 550. Let me try to do this math in my head real quick here. 3 times 550. I usually was pretty good at this in school. That's a $1,650 tax deduction. You know what I said? A $1,650 tax deduction. Now you add that to the $3,000 to $4,000 to $5,000 that we got for the house, and then we throw in your cell phone bill for October, November, and December, whatever that is, your cable bill, your internet, You might say, well, how can you do all of those things? Because I'm going to tell you about a business that will enable you to legitimately write all of those things off, your cable, your internet, your 100% of your cell phone bill. So we probably, with that for October, we'll probably come up with about another, about $2,000 worth of deductions that you can add. So you can begin to see how this adds up. That's five. And with the mileage, that's about 6,650 deductions that you did not have before December 31st because you did not have a home-based business. So it's important that you understand that and be clear on that. Okay, so after we talk about those items, now let's talk about the holidays. I'm going to share some things with you that, you know, hopefully can help enlighten you. Let's say for the holidays. Let's say you travel during the holidays and want to visit family and relatives. Okay, normally that would not be a tax deduction. But because of the type of business that I want to share with you that you can get involved in before midnight tonight, which is a travel business, then that now becomes tax deductible. So maybe you might have spent during the holidays $2,000 going to visit family, friends, and relatives. Now we're up to close to about $8,000 in deductions that you did not have before. I want you to be clear and understand that you did not have before because you did not have a home-based business. All right. Now, other things with those deductions, meals. Let's say you had a lot of people over for Thanksgiving. And, you know, because I had a client 1 year. They was like, how can my Thanksgiving and my Christmas dinner with family that I had coming over be tax deductible? Because you're now a business owner. And being a business owner, you can write off those meals. I had a client who spent like close to like $300 for Thanksgiving, another $300 to $500 for Christmas. Able to write that off. So between those two holes, total about another $1,000. We're close up to like about $9,000 in deductions that you did not have before. You hear me clearly? That you did not have before. Also, you know, we just finished Christmas. How would you like to be able to write off the gifts that you bought for people as promotional gift items in terms of your taxes? That, you know, you can add that in there, and that might be about another $500 you spent on gifts. So, you know, we could very easily come up with close to like $10,000 in business deductions that you did not have before December 31st because you did not have a home-based business. Now, what kind of business am I talking about that you can do all of these things with? Is a travel business through our company, Surge 365. And right now we have a holiday special where for $99 investment, you can get the membership, our product, which is our exclusive lifestyle travel and shopping membership, and become what's called an SBA, a Surge Business Associate. And you now are in position to take advantage of all of those things I just talked about, lowering your taxable income by maybe $10,000. That $10,000 is going to free up money. It's going to put you in a different tax bracket. By putting you in a different tax bracket, you have now increased your return. And then for next year, you're going to be even better because you'll be able to write the whole year off. But by increasing your return and changing your tax bracket tonight, you hear what I said? Tonight, not tomorrow, you know, tonight. Tomorrow, just New Year's Day. At midnight tonight, all of what I'm telling you becomes null and void. And you could only be able to take advantage of it come next year this time. But if you want to take advantage of it right now, then you need to before tonight is over. And if you're interested in what you're hearing, and I have some people that have invited people to this call, get back to the person that invited you. If I was the one that invited you, get back to me. My number is 443-983-4939. Give me a call, and we will make sure that we get you properly signed up in our business opportunity for $99 and position you to take advantage of these various tax deductions that I'm talking about. And, you know, I have a client that's about to do a major thing coming up today in terms of making a major purchase. And from that, I'm going to be able to get them started in the business today and write that off. So it's up to you if you want to see more money in your tax return. And when I'm talking about basically e-filing starts January 19th, but filing starts January 5th, and then the e-file can go through on the 19th. And what can happen is you can be in position, as I said, in position to get an extra anywhere from $1,500 to maybe $3,000 to $5,000 back on your taxes. Sure thing. Not no hocus pocus, not no if so, maybe so, a fact. You're listening to information that we're giving you that are facts. So please make sure that you take advantage of this. I'm going to give you my phone number one more time for those that's listening that want to take advantage of this. You can call me or text me at 443-983-4939 and say, I want to be able to take advantage of the home-based business tax deduction. Please guide me through and help me take the necessary steps so that I can get that extra money back on my tax return going into 2015. We're talking about today is December 31st, and we're talking about increasing your tax return, so which means by February, by the first week or second week of February, you will have this money. So you can invest $99 right now, today, and end up with an extra $1,500 to $3,000 to possibly $5,000 back on your taxes. I hope you hear me clearly. I'm not stuttering. I'm not stammering. A $99 investment can be able to yield you a $1,500 to $5,000 return on your investment. That is a good investment when you can get that much money back, called ROI, return on investment. For so you business-minded people out there, you know that's the main thing we look at, how to get a return on our investment. So you can take advantage of that. Make sure you get back to the person that invited you. Again, if I'm the one that invited you, get back to me at 443-983-4939 so that we can help you get positioned. And I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to today's short program. We got a new format that starts tomorrow here on Home-Based Business 101. We kick off tomorrow at 3 o'clock with the Jasari's Love Health and Wellness radio show here on Home-Based Business 101 that my lovely and beautiful wife, Cynthia Jahi, will be doing. Then Sunday, I kick back off with a show I used to do on Sunday mornings, a restart called The Gospel of Working from Home. That's Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. And then on Mondays at 3, we will have a show with Passionate Travel out of New York, with the lovely Miss Victoria Falk. And her show will be aired Mondays at 3. And then on Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 3 o'clock, I will be doing my regular Home-Based Business 101 show about business tips, tax tips, and things that you need to do to prosper in your business. And then on Thursdays, we will be doing at 3 o'clock. This is all starting next year, which is tomorrow. Thursdays at 3 o'clock, we'll have the Movements Unlimited and Passionate Travel combined show with my wife, Cynthia Jahi, and Miss Victoria Falk. And then again, like I said, on Fridays at 3 o'clock, we will have the Jasari's Love, Health and Wellness and Spirituality show that my wife will be doing on Fridays at 3 o'clock. So make sure you tune in tomorrow for the kickoff of the Jasari's Love radio show right here, same place, same same station, 3 o'clock, here on Home Base Business 101. We're looking forward to having a prosperous new year, and may you have a prosperous new year. Be safe out there tonight as you're indulging in whatever activities you're going to indulge in for to bring the new year in. But one you should definitely do is making sure that you get back to me or the person that invited you to this show to get situated so you can get that extra check. Don't throw away no money. Don't leave any money on the table, okay? Don't leave any money on the table. Make sure you do what you need to do to get your extra check. This is a fact, what we're telling you. And if you give me a call at 443-983-4939, I will answer any questions that you have to help you be clear and clarify your understanding of what it is that we're sharing. Our company, Movements Unlimited Tax Services, we have been doing taxes and helping people since 1990, over 25 years of experience of helping people, especially self-employed and home-based business people, maximize their tax return. So we're not novices at this. This is not something we thought of last week, last month, or the last couple months and then decided to come up with some kind of scheme. There's no scheme. It's real. Give me a call at 443-983-4939 if you have questions so that we can answer your questions, help you get positioned, and help you get your $1,500 to $3,000 to $5,000 back on your taxes come first, second week of February. I'm going to leave you with another fact as I wrap up. The average American in the United States of America overpays their taxes by $5,000 to $9,000 a year. This is a statistical fact that several people have been able to share with folk, and the IRS even admits it, because most people do not know that Congress created laws to encourage people. Key word there, to encourage people to go in business for themselves. But most people are scared, frightened, and intimidated by such things as that. Don't be one of those people scared of your own shadow. Take advantage of this opportunity to bless yourself and bless your family. And, you know, man, I want to thank you for tuning in today. We're about to wrap this show up for the day. I said a mouthful. But more than anything, I'd like to hear from you at 443-983-4939. Give me a call. Get your questions answered. And we will make sure, to the best of our ability, to help you be able to receive your extra money come tax season. Remember, if you do not do this before midnight tonight, you just let $1,500 to $5,000 vanish in front of your eyes. It's that serious, people. It's really, really that serious. You know, I mean, if you, you know, it's time really that people start getting serious again. You know, too many people just, you know, laissez-faire like stuff, you know, laissez-faire. It doesn't matter. Don't care. I mean, what would an extra $1,500 to $5,000 do for you going into the new year? That's the question to ask yourself as we end this show for the day and as we conclude it. And that's what you need to ask yourself. And can you step out on faith, get your questions answered, allow us to present you the facts so that you can get your extra money? Again, think about this as you hang up from listening to this show, whether you're listening to it via your telephone or listening to it on the internet. What would an extra $1,500 to $3,000 to $5,000 do for you and your family come the first or second week of February? It's a known fact that if you get a home-based business started tonight before midnight, that we can help you make that happen. But if you don't, hey, it's not going to happen. And you just let the money just vanish and disappear. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi here on Home Base Business 101. Hey, I want to thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Again, bring the new year in safe. And more than anything else, take advantage of the information that you just heard so that we can help you position yourself going into the new year. Until next time, until tomorrow, we do the Jasari's Love Show. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Peace out.